Welcome to Mornings with Ken. Hey, you know the routine. Go get that cup of coffee, that virtual donut, pull up a chair, kick off those shoes, and stay a while, because I am really glad you're here. Today on Monday's show, all I got for you is five hot takes. Five hot takes to start your Monday morning, so enjoy. Hot take number one. Hot take number one. The Tom Brady roast. I did not watch the Tom Brady roast, but I saw highlights of the Tom Brady roast. And the best line ever came from one of the comedians. I think it was a female comedian. She was making fun of Tom Brady. Apparently, Tom Brady lost $30 million in cryptocurrency. He invested in cryptocurrency and lost $30 million. And she goes, "Come on, Tom. Even Gronk knew that cryptocurrency, not real, fake money, Tom, cryptocurrency, not real. Even me know that." Hot take number two, women should not compete in boxing or any other sports that causes damage. That's right. Women should not compete in boxing or MMA or whatever. Women should not do that. I saw a clip of this woman getting punched in the face, and I think they said that she's gonna have some brain damage. Women are too dainty. Women are too dainty and too pretty to damage their faces. Like, stop it already. Go get back in the kitchen, make some sandwiches for your husband. Bake some bread, bake a pie. Put your dress on, wear some sandals. Get in the kitchen, clean the house. No women in MMA or boxing, okay? Hot take number three. I don't know if this is if a hot take or just an apology from Mornings with Ken, but I think I need to apologize to Caitlin Clark. You know Caitlin Clark, the women's basketball player? Now she plays in the WNBA. For the Indiana, I don't even know the name of the team. It's from Indiana. But before we get there, wait, let's go back. I didn't even realize that the WNBA was in bad as shape as it was. I remember when the WNBA first started out. I think each NBA franchise was taking care of their locally women's team in their own city. Maybe they were subsidizing the women's basketball team because it seemed like they used to make a lot of money. And then when I heard what Caitlin Clark, her salary that she was getting for the WNBA, it was laughable. It's like, why? I mean, go work at McDonald's or something. You'll probably make more money. I mean, her salary was awful compared not even to any other sport, compared to life in general. It's like I didn't realize the WNBA, those ladies were making like no money. I didn't realize how bad it was. But so take number three. Apologies to Caitlin Clark. When she was playing in college, I got sick of hearing about her. I'm like, Caitlin, okay, Caitlin Clark, whoop-de-doo, she's supposed to be a good player. Like, but you hear all the, you hear stuff like this all the time. Oh, this player is special. This player is phenomenon, you know, game changer. And, you know, people are saying she's the best women's basketball player ever. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I've seen some pretty good women basketball players. But then I've watched her. I've watched a couple games. It's like, she's pretty darn good. She's pretty darn good. That girl can shoot and pass. So, apologies to Caitlin Clark. You're a pretty darn good basketball player. So, there you go. Hot take number four. It takes a husband and a wife, a mother and a father, to raise children. And let me start off by saying, if you're a single parent, a single mother, a single father, and you're doing the best you can, and there's been some circumstances in your life that has put you in the place of being a single parent, please don't take this personally as condemnation against you personally. I really want to say that because I know some wonderful people who are a single parent and they're doing the best they can. And may God bless them, and I pray for them. But generally speaking, we have seen the decay of society since the breakdown of the family. You really need a mom and a dad in the same home raising the children. And if you don't think you do, the evidence is right before your eyes. Go to any school system in America, in your city, and see the evidence of what happens when you break down the family. It's sad. It's extremely sad. There is no discipline. And that lack of discipline goes everywhere that child goes. When that child goes to school, he has no discipline. He's not getting it from home. There's no dad in the picture. Most of our single women raising children. And children need both their mom and their dad. They need a strong, strong family unit. So, hot take number four, you need a mom and a dad raising the kids. You really do. And you need discipline in the home to raise the children. I don't know if you've been to a school function or to the public school systems, but they are a disaster. There is no discipline. Teachers cannot discipline the children, because if they would try to discipline the children, grandma and one parent will be up there blaming the school system or the teacher for trying to discipline their child. It's everybody's fault but the child's fault. And of course, not the parent's fault either. It's always somebody else's fault. That's hot take number four. Hot take number five. The Cleveland Browns would like the state of Ohio to donate $600 million for a new dome stadium in the city of Cleveland or outside of Cleveland in Brook Park. That's right. The Cleveland Browns would like the state of Ohio to give them $600 million to build a dome stadium either in the city of Cleveland or Brook Park. I say no. I say no, 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 no. I have a real problem with this, and I am an avid sports fan, or I used to be an avid sports fan. Not so much anymore. Sports franchises do not financially benefit a city as much as you think they do. They do not. And when they do, it's only for a short burst of time, and then it quickly fades and it levels out, and it's just example here from marketplace.org. Marketplace.org. The writer says here in this column, let me get you the name of the column here. Are pro sports teams economic winners for cities? And I'm gonna go down here. And once again, this is the marketplace.org. And they're going to use Chicago as an example. I quote here, if every sports team in Chicago were to suddenly disappear, the impact of the Chicago economy would be a fraction of less than 1%. If every sports team in Chicago were to suddenly disappear, the impact on the Chicago economy would be a fraction of 1%. I'm going to read that a third time. If every sports team in Chicago were to suddenly disappear, the impact on the Chicago economy would be a fraction of less than 1%. Sports teams do not benefit the cities financially as much as you think they do. And like I say, a lot of it is in spurts. For example, when LeBron James was here in Cleveland with the Cavaliers, there was economical boost, very, very limited, to downtown Cleveland for some sports bars, for restaurants, for some restaurants. It just doesn't last, folks. And the boost doesn't, the boost never is never, how can I say this? The boost never repays the initial investment of keeping a franchise in your city. It just doesn't. We've been sold a bill of goods. We've been told that it is over the years. We really have. We've been told that you got to have a sports team in your city, because economically, you can't survive without a sports team in your city, right? I mean, how many cities across America even have sports teams? 32. I think hockey's about the lowest amount of cities that have sports team, or hockey's representative the least amount in cities. Roundabout way, you have around 30 some football teams. 30 baseball teams, 30 basketball teams. in some city, you know, in, across America, the economic impact is not that great. It's not that great. And for the Cleveland Browns to get $600 million from the state of Ohio is ridiculous. And I'm frankly against it. I don't support that idea. There's approximately 11.7 million people in Ohio. 11.7 million people in Ohio. That's from 2022. 11.7 million people in Ohio. Let's raise it up to 12 million people, right? Let's kick it up to 12 million people. 12 million people giving one. Remember, it's our money, right? It's our money. Everybody that goes to work every day, this is your money we're talking about. 12 million people giving one business $600 million. For free. For free. For free. For free. For free. Here's, yeah, here you go. Here's some money. I worked hard for it all week at my job. But you could have some of it. $600 million. 12 million people giving one business $600 million. All right. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do this? We have a massive homeless problem. Why not give $600 million to all of the homeless shelters in Ohio? Let's give $600 million. Let's spread it out between all the homeless shelters in Ohio. Let's take that $600 million and pay off people's mortgages. Let's take that $600 million and divide it up by 11.7 million people that live in Ohio. Each Ohioan would get $54 million. Each Ohioan would get $54 million. If you divide that $600 million state funding that the Browns are asking for. Guys, we got to stop the madness. And I'm not saying I agree with giving the money to homeless shelters or giving it to Ohio citizens. I mean, I'm for supporting the homeless shelters, but let's just not give money away that we don't even have. Because chances are the state of Ohio would have to go borrow that money. Because we're banked. You realize we're bankrupt, right? That the state of Ohio doesn't have that money. So we'd have to borrow it. So I'm sure that's Dave Ramsey approved, right? When your state's broke, you just go borrow money to give money away for free, and now you're even more broke. You're broke upon broke. So you have a financially broken state of Ohio in debt, even thinking about giving $600 million state funding to a sports franchise. And you're broke, and you're going to have to borrow money to give money away for free. Folks, let's stop. Let's stop the madness.